We have heard that as a punishment a being can be deprived of its intelligence for a certain period of time, perhaps for an entire earthly life. What about intellectual development in general? Joseph, people can have limited intelligence in this earthly life, but it does not necessarily remain so after death. If someone was intelligent before his life on earth, he can, after he has laid aside his imperfect body, regain their intelligence from earlier times. The divine world has the ability to restrict the abilities and intelligence of a being. It does so when these are not allowed to come to light, especially when they could be used to the detriment of humanity or to its own detriment. Just look at humanity. It has researched and researched and is in possession of knowledge and wonderful powers. But has this knowledge not also become a tremendous danger for humanity? But the eager research has been followed by development through which man has been able to experience this. For if God had wanted to, he could have stopped the development, he could have withheld this knowledge from man and they would have continued to face darkness. But they have been given a great impetus from the spiritual world. People have reached a stage in their development where they must now show whether they are capable of rejecting what is harmful. The question now is, are people capable of recognizing what serves the good of humanity, what can be used and what must be prevented for its good? So God allowed it at this point in time because today people are expected to adopt a just attitude and not to act rashly. At the current stage of development, people are expected to take a positive stance on the whole matter so that ruin does not come to humanity. For this development has been at a standstill for many hundreds of years. Today we have reached the point where people can research and win in many directions. And now people must confess their position. So over time people's intelligence develops. In spiritual life this intelligence has long been revealed. Even lower beings can be very intelligent. Intelligence therefore has nothing to do with spiritual advancement. When an intelligent personality has to return from spiritual life to human life, various abilities can be prevented. If an intelligent spirit is burdened from a previous life and comes up from below, then it has karma that it must work off. If it is really heavily burdened, it may have to reckon with physical ills. It may be disabled, perhaps not even able to speak. In this way, its intelligence is restricted so that it cannot develop. Many a person you meet who walks on crutches, who cannot speak a word, perhaps can only babble or is completely deformed, maybe a completely intelligent being is a spirit. However, it has been made impossible for it to develop its abilities here in the human kingdom. Rather, this spirit in human garb must first endure greatest humiliations in order to mature spiritually. And when such a person returns to spiritual life, he has risen a level and become more insightful. Depending on this, the divine world then has the opportunity to use his abilities in the next life. You sometimes see people who are very intelligent and masters in various areas. For example, someone can be a great doctor and also a great musician. This has been permitted. It is the same in the spiritual world. Spirits can also have great intelligence. For in the spiritual world, you need beings who participate in the plan of creation. But there is an order everywhere. How is it then that so many bad people are allowed this intelligence? Joseph, intelligence can also be given to people to test. Many intelligent beings are allowed to enter life as such an intelligent personality, even if they are at a lower spiritual level of development, in order to prove what they can do with it in life. Must all spirit beings who have fallen away from God and who still belong to the kingdom of Lucifer one day make their ascent through the animal kingdom? Joseph, what God intends to do in the future is not within my knowledge or in the knowledge of the spirits of God at all. Up to now, however, development has taken place in this way. But God can also make a change in this respect. Just as certain animals have become extinct and can no longer serve this development and the spiritual world has simply created something else to replace them, we spirits cannot comprehend God's wisdom or what he intends to do for all time, whether it will stay this way in this respect or whether changes will be made. Because man is involved in the faster upward development. It all depends on his behavior how quickly he moves toward ascension. In this way, the high spiritual world of God also brings about an acceleration of the ascension, depending on the life and the efforts of man. Depending on his progress, there is also an acceleration of progress in the spiritual realm. Report of the Ascending Spirit being Albert and Answers to Questions from Spirit Teacher Joseph by Mediator Beatrice Brunner in the Hall on Mar 1 Quarten Kaldenstress, Zurich. Original, tape recording and first publication in the magazine Geistige Welt. Next case. June 6, 1962, The Merchant Sebastian, Missed Opportunities for Spiritual Merit. Angels of God look at the life he has lived with Sebastian, they explain to him his merits and his losses as well as the missed opportunities to gain spiritual merit. Control Spirit. God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, an ascending spirit being will speak to you. His name is Sebastian, he asks for your attention. God bless you. Sebastian. God bless you. Dear friends, I have been commissioned to speak to you and tell you about my first time in the spiritual world, about my great impressions. I would like to start with my experiences when I passed over into the spiritual world, so that you can learn from them. You can come to the realization that I may have lived like most people, let's say, who are somewhat God-oriented, who also have their mistakes and weaknesses and do not recognize them as such. It was only in the other world that I found out what is important to the spiritual world of God and therefore what is important to God. When I passed over, my parents were there to welcome me and they told me that they had tried to prepare the apartment for me, they had tried. Now I was able to talk to my parents for a short time. Next to me stood many people whom I thought I had never seen before, who were simply strangers to me. The parents told me briefly that they had a beautiful little house together and had already made preparations, because they had prayed a lot for me and my family. Since they had been informed that I would be the first of their children to return, they also made the necessary preparations for me. They had carefully tended and decorated the garden they owned for this time and, as they said, had prepared a room especially for me and taken some of the beautiful objects in the house and brought them to this room so that I would find a nice home. My parents had always been concerned about us children during their lifetime and they wanted to do the same in the world beyond. They then told me that it had only become clear to them at the last moment that I could not move into their house. Because the angels who came to visit them had asked about these preparations. They had answered that they were expecting their son. The angels were surprised by this and indicated that it was not necessarily the case that the son would move into the parents' house. But then, shortly before my entry into the spirit world, it was clearly explained to the parents that they could reclaim the space they had made available for me and that they should put things back and place them as they had been. I was not allowed to move into the house. That is what the parents told me. And they were admittedly a little sad about it, because they believed that the family could live together in the world beyond, and they thought that their house was big enough to take in anyone else. I would like to stress that my parents were very good, very pious people, that is why they were able to tell me this. The angels who were there during this story explained to me that it was not yet time for me to move into my parents' house or visit them. But then other people with whom I had lived came to greet me. And I was given plenty of time for this greeting, they were happy that I had come back too. They exchanged a few superficial words, because I was so dazed and impressed by everything that was new to me. Then they left me alone. My parents withdrew, as did the others, and they made it clear to me that they were no longer allowed to demand my attention. Two angels then took care of me. One in particular was the one who had the main conversations with me. While the other stood there, nodding and giving his divine brother his approval. I was a little worried because I suspected and had to experience that life does not end with death, but rather that it continues and that one is now called to account. I consoled myself with the thought, an infinite number of people have passed away before me, and they too had to come into conversation with these higher beings. They were judged or condemned. Judged or praised. So I simply wanted to make myself available too. They should go to court with me, as they do with everyone else. Then the angel said, "Yes, We must talk about the life you have had. We know everything you have done in your life, and we think it is a great pity, he began, that you have not amassed more spiritual wealth, because you can see now that you were not able to take anything with you from all that you have acquired. You think, yes, I was not such a bad person. But you do not know the standards by which one measures from a spiritual perspective. Then they told me that they would like to talk about the neglect, they would like to talk about the losses that I had caused myself. What we are now holding against you is not a burden for you, it has not become a sin. But it is a pity that you did not understand how to fulfill it. Then they reminded me of an event and I experienced it again as clearly as it was then. So there was no way for me to make things look better, but I could experience everything exactly in fact and truth. So there was no excuse for me and no further explanations. The angel said to me, once a beggar came to you. He asked you for a coat, he really had almost nothing left to wear. But you were terrified of this man when he came near you and you turned him away, you did not give him a coat. And I experienced it, I saw this beggar before my eyes and I heard my own voice saying, I have no coat left for you. I must save the one I have and I cannot give it to you. I turned away from him and ran away. Now, in front of these two angels, I tried to say in excuse, yes, I couldn't give him my coat, because I would have had to buy one again, and I had children to look after. Then the angel said, you would have had the means to buy yourself a new coat, you could have given the most beautiful coat. You see, that's what we mean. You didn't sin by turning him down, but you rejected your spiritual inheritance, because if you had actually given him a coat or something, you would have enriched yourself spiritually. You would have been able to share in the divine inheritance. I want to explain it to you, people distribute their belongings mainly among their relatives, among their family members, they are the ones who come into possession of the one left behind. Or a person can choose a good friend as an heir. So, this inheritance simply falls to one. You don't have to work for it, you don't have to do anything in return. It comes to you as a result of inheritance or the goodness of a person. That's how it is with the divine inheritance that I'm telling you about. That is something that comes to you without you having to personally perform any special services in the world beyond. The services were performed in human life, and so all those who know how to work for the kingdom of God in life receive their inheritance. This is theirs. The angel took time for me to explain things at length, and I had time to listen. He continued, Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. If people understood the true meaning of these words, they would have to understand what is meant by this kingdom, that it is not earthly goods, but what Christ recommended to do. It is what is important in this spiritual kingdom, what is meaningless for the world. For he said, my kingdom is not of this world. So the glory of his kingdom must be of a completely different kind than the kingdom on earth. The prayer that Jesus Christ taught contains the words, your kingdom come to us. Knowledge should come to people so that they understand what is meant by this other kingdom, which has a completely different meaning, completely different values. This is it, if you had given up the coat and bought yourself a new one, then you could have inherited something from this other, spiritual kingdom, you would have acquired something from this other world. You failed to do so. But behold, I told you that you would not be punished for it, you did not commit any injustice. But you had a cold heart and you thought too much for yourself. Yes, that was probably one of my weaknesses. I had not given this beggar anything, I knew it. But I thought to myself, the angel will surely see the good things I have done. But he did not speak about that for a long time, instead he continued and said, you had a brother-in-law and he had a bunch of children. Your brother-in-law became disabled due to an accident, and he once asked you to help him, too. Give him a loan, he would have the opportunity to buy his own house for himself and his large family. Despite your wife's request, you said no. You said and I heard my own words again, which I had spoken to my wife, oh, he will never be able to give us back the money we lent him. We could just as well give it to him, and that is out of the question. I have my own children, you should know that, we have to look after them. He just has to see how he gets on himself. And the angel said, yes, you turned him down, and that was at your own discretion. You didn't have to give him anything, but you could have given him, even if you knew that you would never see the money again. It would have made no difference. After all, he was your wife's brother, he was very close to you. But you didn't understand, and you turned him down. You knew how he and his family sometimes suffered hardship and you did not take care of him. This is not your fault, but it is the same again. You lose the inheritance. You have no share in this divine inheritance that is distributed among those who live and work for the other world, and you did not do that. Yes, I had to experience this again, transported back to that time. I saw myself, I saw my brother-in-law coming to me and asking me, and I heard how I refused him, and I heard the discussions and even the disagreements with my wife. I had to experience all of this again. The angel then said to me, you have never been in need in your life. You knew how to trade. I had traded in all kinds of things, in fruit and grain, in animals and furs, in everything there was, so to speak. I acted with what had been given to me. The angel pointed out, so you could have helped. You didn't. It's a pity. And he reminded me of my parents, who had been so good. Through their kindness and the spiritual wealth they had accumulated on earth, they had also acquired spiritual possessions. He explained it to me, spiritual possessions are not given to you for free, they have to be earned. You have to acquire them in spiritual form or have so-called credits for them, for this inheritance, while you are still alive. I knew about my parents' kindness, but I referred to the fact that I had wanted to take care of my children and give them a pleasant or better future. The angel continued to speak to me, we can list many more things like that. We just want to show you that nothing, absolutely nothing, has disappeared from what you thought and what you did. You can experience everything again. Then he also pointed out to me that a blind man lived in my immediate vicinity who wove baskets and similar things, and that I had only once bought such a basket from this blind man. I saw again how this had happened. I had bought a basket and found it much too expensive. I had complained for a long time that the basket was much too expensive and that the blind man had cheated me. I had sworn not to buy anything from him again, because I could have gotten the basket much cheaper elsewhere. The angel said to this, yes, you bought this basket from him, and that was it. You used to buy the things you needed elsewhere because you felt you could get them more cheaply. You did not support this blind man, you did not want to give him anything so that he could earn his daily bread. And he said again, we cannot punish you for that either, because as a human you can buy things wherever you want, and if you find that you have paid too much, we will not intervene, because you have not broken any law. But it is about something completely different. You could have supported this blind man so that he would have had his daily bread, and you did not do it out of greed or avarice. Why did you not want to grant him this little extra? Because you only looked after yourself, because you were your own closest friend, that is why you gave him nothing. What a pity, said the angel. Just think, we could have given you so much wealth if you had done something in that way too. It is a pity. Yes, I saw it, it was a pity. But in this other world, in the spiritual world, it is completely different. It makes a completely different impression, it is a completely different meaning. You no longer fight for possessions like you do on earth, you don't have to put money aside. The circumstances are completely different, and you regret that you were not more insightful as a human being and that you held on to things that are fleeting, perishable, short-lived, and at the same, which are later useless to you, which mean nothing to you. You leave it to others, and for them it becomes a nuisance and perhaps a burden again. So you simply gather it together and do not think that all this is fleeting, and the other, the imperishable, those values, you do not know or do not know enough about. You do not see it, you are so impressed by the daily busyness, and you do not want to be the benefactor everywhere. You are simply not a good Christian in the true sense of the word, you are much more tied to the earthly realm than to the kingdom of God, for which you should pray every day. Well, That is how the angel spoke to me and explained to me the significant losses I had had, yet it would have been easy to make this gain. In fact, it would have been easy, you can say that if you live in this other world. But then he said, now we will also talk about your mistakes. Up until now we have spoken about what you have lost, what you could have easily gained. You had your faults, but also your good points. The faults were that you were too attached to earthly goods and could not break away from them so easily. But on the other hand, they also wanted to point out that I had also had my good points and that the good things I had done were also very important to me. I looked for my good deeds. Yes, I knew that now and then I had done something good. But actually I was so confused, nothing came to mind, so to speak, because this angel had been so critical of me. He talked about the losses in such a way that I had the feeling, I have not won anything, I have lost everything. Then he drew my attention to something that I had long since forgotten. He explained to me, do you remember? One night someone knocked loudly on your door. At first you were unwilling, but then you got dressed and went to see what was going on. Someone came to you and asked you to go to the next village and get a doctor. The teacher had suddenly fallen ill. You set off without thinking in the middle of the night. It was cold, and you went to the other village and got the doctor. You brought the doctor to the teacher and he was able to help him. You brought him back again. You did a good deed. Yes, actually, I had forgotten that, I didn't remember. These two angels who were standing there in front of me were so happy about it, as if they had won the greatest wealth for what I had done. They kept saying to me, we are happy, that was a Christian deed. That is the truth, that is how it should be. They praised me for a long, long time and I had the feeling that they were really just. Just as they had reprimanded me, saying it was a shame that I had not achieved spiritual wealth. They also appreciated that I had done something special. So I had done something good, and I was quietly happy and forgot the losses they had previously told me about. Then they said, if you hadn't done something good, you wouldn't be where you are now. They explained to me that everything would be revealed, everything that had long been forgotten, going back to my youth. All of these things are discussed. They say exactly whether they were responsible for them or not, whether they expected this or that to be solved or to be used for good. All of these things are discussed. Then the other person, who was usually so silent, said, oh, I would also like to emphasize something good that he had done. An orphanage was founded in his community through his support. Even if he personally did not give any money for it in the sense that we normally understand and expect, he nevertheless spoke a lot and well about it. He did manage to get it so far, an orphanage was founded and many poor children who no longer had parents were taken in and they were given a home and a good father who supported them. So spoke this angel. Yes, I had given my consent at the time, I had stood for the fact that there should be such a house in our community too, where these poor, abandoned creatures, these orphans, would have a home. Yes, I had spoken for it, that is true, and my word had carried some weight, for I was after all a personality, that is, people noticed me because I had amassed some earthly wealth and was able to trade. People did not want to gamble it away with me, and there I had the opportunity to assert myself, because people listened to me. That is true, that is true. But of course I had also been aware that this would now find its spiritual reward. I didn't think about it any further. But then I thought, yes, that is the counterpart to the losses I mentioned at the beginning, these are the things I did, and the other is what I left undone. Yes, of course, that's true. Then they praised me again and said how good it was for the future that this orphanage had been built, even if a lot of things were not yet as they should be, a start had been made and that had only happened thanks to my intercession. They said that I had my reward for that. Well, I secretly expected that they would now talk about this wealth, because I really wanted to see some of this wealth, because at the beginning I had the feeling that this wealth meant a house. It meant the surroundings, it was something tangible. But they didn't say anything about that, they simply said, yes, you have earned your place, and if you hadn't done that, you wouldn't be where you are now. but I didn't see any spiritual heritage there, as I would have liked to have seen. Then they told something again and said, here is something else that deserves mentioning. Once you were driving home from your business late in the evening with your cart. It was raining heavily and storming, and you saw a woman with a child on the long road. They had no protection, no shelter against the storm and rain. You stopped, picked them up and took them with you to the next village. That is something too, said the angel of God. You see, these things count for us. How much relief you have given this woman and her child through this act. That is truly another Christian act that you have carried out. I had never even thought that heaven knew about these things, because I hadn't attached any importance to them. Yes, someone had once done someone a favor, but as a human being I hadn't realized that it was so important. Now I had to realize that heaven is looking for these things, these favors, these acts of kindness, these services that one performs for others. The angels said, you will find your reward for doing this, and later you can go to your parents' house, but not until later. First many other things have to be cleared up, the things that you did wrong. Now they became a little more serious and said, you have traded. You earned quite a bit of money from your trade. But we would also like to tell you, once you bought fruit from someone, oh, it didn't just happen once, said the other, that was in his nature, he always did it like that. Oh yes, corrected the angel, it's true, it didn't just happen once, it was in his nature. You always complained about the goods they offered you as being of inferior quality, you told them you couldn't make much money from them because they were of inferior kind, inferior quality, and you paid them as little as possible. But then you went with these goods and sold them as the best goods. You made so much money from them that we ourselves say, this is no longer fair, it's something like usury. You can't say in one place that things are worthless and then praise them in another place as being of the best quality and of the best kind. That's no longer right, that's fraud. That's not possible. That's embezzlement, said the other. Oh, that borders on usury. And so they talked to each other, each had a different word for it. I saw it, I was transported back to that time, and they said to me, do you see this poor farmer? Do you see his miserable home? Do you see how he depends on getting some money so that he can meet his obligations? And you gave him so little, you gave him such little compensation. But you, because you were good at speaking and you were good at dealing, earned quite well from it, you earned too much, and you burdened yourself with what was too much. We no longer agree with that. That's it, that's your nature. You didn't amass this wealth for nothing. You didn't earn it honestly in all things, not in all things. So they had a lot to say, and they explained that my whole business was based on this nature of mine, that I, so to speak, undervalued everything I bought and then sold it too expensively. They no longer agreed with that, they said, that must be put right, because it is in your soul. It is in the depths of your soul that you want as much as possible from someone else and pay as little as possible. And when you have it in your possession, you sell it and praise it as valuable. That is no longer in order, we must put it right. Then he said, so that you know that we see all things as they happened, we would like to show you something else, what you have done wrong, what you have burdened yourself with. And I knew, they can see everything and they will expose everything. Then one of them said, you were still young, not yet 20 years old. And you once stole a goat from a neighbor. You intended to sell this goat somewhere else. But this loss was revealed, your colleagues saw you and betrayed you. Then you brought the goat back and claimed that you had not wanted to steal it. You had so many excuses for it, you only wanted to enjoy yourself, just wanted to make a joke and the like. You had to bring the goat back, and you were punished by your father. Yes, I said, I did it. But I was still so young, and I brought it back again. The angel said, you brought it back, that's true. But whether you brought it back or not, you wanted to take it from someone else, you have already sinned in your thoughts. You wanted it to come into your possession, and that is enough, you will be punished for that. But the angels said, We recognize that you have drawn your conclusions from this, because you swore to yourself that you would never take anything again in that way. Yes, I swore that to myself, I knew that, I would never do that again.